The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined on the line by Andy Holding to look ahead to the card at Navan on Wednesday. Sean Quinn, James Millman, Richie McGrath and Gary Capewell will be your studio team on Wednesday and they'll be live from 1:30 p.m. As I mentioned, we're going to bring you a card from Navan today, an 8-race card with some competitive action to look forward to. And I'm joined by Andy. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Alex.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, not bad at all. Yeah, first day back after a 2-day break in Ireland. So, looking forward to get stuck into it again.
Are you feeling refreshed?
Yeah, slightly, yeah.
He's been given a 2-day break.
I know.
And he's back. Blinkers fitted.
It's all I need.
As I mentioned, an 8-race card. Not the best action that we'll see over in Ireland this year, but it's certainly competitive enough, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately it's been well sport because we're going to be running on very testing ground today, and Navan's is probably one of the stiffest tracks in Ireland, so the last couple of furlongs are going to seem to be very attritional. Coming up that hill, they're going to be seen to be walking up that hill in the last couple of furlongs, particularly the races later on in the card, the mile and a quarter, mile five race. But hopefully I've pinpointed one or two horses of either A, gone on the ground, and B, actually ran here before. So maybe won't be able to cherry pick our way through the card.
Okay, stamina very much the order of the day then.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, we'll kick things off with the first race. It comes up at 1:35 and it's a nursery over 6 furlongs. A bit of a disappointing turnout, to be honest here, Andy. Just the 3 go to post and the market has it between 2 of them.
I just don't understand it. I really don't. Ireland, to be fair, they're not guilty of ever being shy on runners, are they? You know, throughout most of the periods in Ireland, we usually get maximum fields and horses are absolutely screaming to get into races, particularly tracks like Dundalk. You know, there's always massive reserves. But 3 runners in a nursery, I can't ever recall that before. Really odd set of circumstances. However, that makes it quite an easy race to solve. And I think the market's got this one wrong this morning. Amazingly, they put Freedom Square in favourite, which is quite a difficult thing to realise. I must admit, I thought Lady Ultra would be favourite here. She's already got a victory over Freedom Square when they two clashed in the Blenheim Stakes at the Curragh. That was that listed race course won by Shining Emerald, who I think he's going on to run in a group race the weekend at Leopardstown. Looking forward to seeing him again. Lady Ultra, to be fair, she didn't have much chance in that race. She was stuck out on the wing, drawn in stall one, the worst possible draw. Tried to make the running down the middle of the track, but ultimately paid for that later on and faded into 7th. But she still managed to finish in front of Freedom Square and a much better draw in trap 8. So there's no reason to believe why Lady Ultra won't manage to gain the scalp over Jim Bulger's colt anyway. The fact that she's already had a win as well in the small field at the Curragh the time before, when she beat the subsequent winner Candy Apples, who won at Cork on Saturday, by no less than 3.5 lengths, indicates that she's much better when she's allowed to dominate. This is a much easier race than that Blenheim, obviously, last time out. And I'd put her in favourite to win this race. So let's take the odds against Lady Ultra.
OK, then, Lady Ultra the pick in the 1:35. The 2:05 is the second race. It's a maiden over 6 furlongs again. And Bush Pilot for Dermot Weld and Pat Smullen. Seems pretty solid here.
I don't think he does. I really don't. I'm not mad keen on this horse, you know. Particularly at a short price. I'm not castigating him too much, but I just think he's a terrible 6-4 chance. I think the form horse is Golden Amber. If you look at that run last time out, 4th behind Century, but it was a very slowly run race. And I see Century's been entered up in the Racing Post Trophy. I can't believe that Aidan O'Brien hasn't got a better horse than that to run in the Group 1 at Doncaster weekend. And I just don't believe that forms that much cop. And just race with his head in the air a little bit. He does wear the noseband, quite a few Dermots do anyway. But I'm not bonkers on him. I just think there's a bit of a hole in him, and maybe it might be exposed there by Golden Amber. As I said, I think he's got the better form anyway. 3rd behind Golden Dom Stiletto's Tipperary in a very fast time. That was a good number that race was for the grade. And then chased down a horse of Aidan's last time out, Golden Sparrow, Fittical Sparrow down in the Curragh. the time of that race was really good, much better time than the one that Century Clock fell in per furlong. And considering that was only her second outing and was obviously up against a horse who had improved markedly on its first run, I think Golden Amber should be much shorter in the betting than it is. And if you think it's between the two, then I've just got to go with the numbers and go with the Billy McCreary filly.
OK then, so Golden Amber, the selection in the 205 there. The 235 is the third race on the card. It is an apprentice handicap over five furlongs. Pretty interesting contest this. We've got Bird's Eye View, who's potentially really, really well in. But coming up against horses like Knock Stars, who won last time out at Dundalk. Which way do you see this one going, Andy?
Yeah, interesting race here on more than one two counts. Because this isn't quite an intriguing field, and B contains one or two very, very good smart apprentices, which are going to be household names in probably about 6 months or so. The two of them in question are down the foot of the weight here. Damien Melia, who's been seen to good effect on a couple of horses recently. A horse called Chiton, who he won on the other week, and Apache Gold, who he did a really good job with at Cork on Saturday. So I do think he's very much worth his £7 claim. He rides one of Johnny Levens's called Jumbo Steps, who's been bordering around the 7 furlong a mile peg this season. But to be honest, he shows that much speed in his races. It's not a great surprise to me that Connections has decided to drop him down in trip, because he hasn't quite been getting home. But he did run an eye-catching race over six of the day, and a much better race than this was won by Greek Canyon. He didn't get the best of runs late on, but he did stand quite nicely to suggest he's still in good form. And with this Damien Melia on board, I do think this horse is going to outrun his odds around about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning. And the other one, probably the pick of the two apprentices, is Tom Madden. Now, he's the son of Slippers Madden. I think they've called him Socks Madden. I think that's his name. I think it always runs in the family. Got to have a nice nickname, haven't you, over there in Ireland. And this lad was brilliant the other day on a horse that he managed to squeeze a little bit of improvement out of. And I really do like this lad. And he takes 7 off Billy McCreary's City of Culture, who, bizarrely, didn't run in the hood the other day. I don't think this is a clerical error by the Connections, but he'd run really well in the hood. Sorry, she'd run really well in the hood here over course and distance beyond Big Bad Lily. So you're thinking, well, it's gone well in the hood, let's stick the hood on. But they didn't put it on the other day at Cork, and albeit she ran quite well, finishing 5th under a big weight when well fancied, she was also done no favours with the draw as well. They went down the middle of the course that day and into the round ended up on the far side. So I do think she was very much up against it, drawn right up against the stand rail without the hood on. But today she got a really good draw potentially here. She's drawn 4-13. Now, those of you that do play in Ireland will recognise that down the centre of the track at Naas and Navan, when the ground gets heavy, is very much the place to be. So hopefully Tom Madden would have done his homework. He takes, like I say, a handy 7 off, and this horse is massively overpriced this morning for me at 10-1. So I think we should stick with these two up-and-coming young lads, Damien Melia and Tom Madden, and they ride the two I fancy here, Jumbo Steps and City of Culture.
OK, then. The 3:10 is the fourth race on the Navan card. It is a maiden over a mile. And, well, you just find yourself coming back to the Aidan O'Brien charge here, Andy. I mean, not a great price, it must be said, but how are we saying this one anyway? Is it Belisarius?
Yeah, Belisarius, yeah.
Well, what do you make of his chances?
Well, I make his chances quite clear-cut if Joseph O'Brien rides this horse sensibly, which he didn't do last time out. After an eye-catching run the first time out, when he ran with his dummy in his mouth down in Gowran, you would have thought that he would have made plenty of use of this horse, with stamina seemed to be his key trump card. But he didn't use it at all. He kept it very much in his hand and didn't play it at all. And to the frustration of the punters, including me, backed it down from even money to 4-9, found him finishing much too strongly after the race had gone, and Ebisani had already nicked it. So it was really frustrating, really. He was the best horse in that race of the day here over the course and distance. So he should really make amends, really. But 4-6 doesn't really make that much appeal, really, once I've gone in at even money last time out and had my trousers pulled down, as it were. The eye-catching horse in this race, now I wish there was an extra runner in this, because they've taken one out, which has really annoyed me this morning, Dunyore Harbour's out. If there would have been 8 runners, my recommendation here would have been to back Vector Force each way, gelding by Kodiak. So ideally should appreciate this cut in the ground, most Kodiaks do. He ran an eye-catching race down in Roscommon the other day. It was won by a horse with plenty of experience called Intensical, and John Constable was in that race. He's been running quite well in races which haven't suited him subsequently. But I like the way this Vector Force went all the way through the line. He ran a bit green as well until getting into top gear, but once he engaged that top gear, he really did come home quite nice. I think the mile will suit him. Actually, marked down in my notes, 1 for Dundalk in the winter months. unfortunately, he couldn't have come to anywhere different than Dundalk. He's going to run on heavy ground for his next start. But I do think he's got plenty of upside in his profile and his price as well. He's been chalked up at 7 or 8 to 1 this morning. So I'm half tempted to go with him. Like I say, if there would have been 8 runners, he would have been the each-way choice. So Belisario is definitely the one to beat, but I'd probably play around with Vector Force with a couple of combination forecasts with the favourite.
The 3:45 is race number 5 on the card. It is a filly's maiden over a mile. Doesn't look the strongest contest on the card here, but Intense Light surely has to go close for Jim Bolger.
Yeah, you'd certainly think that way, wouldn't you, with a good run first time out of a listed race. Not the first time that Jim Bolger of the season, or for any of the seasons, come to that matter, has run a 2-year-old first time out in a pattern race. Sometimes they can be a little bit misleading, though, those runs. I always find a bit of a red herring. Something, if you like, had to finish fourth. The main three pull well clear, and albeit, you know, she beat the other two, they were beaten such a long way then. I'm just suspect about backing at a short price. It's chalked up because of that run. But, you know, that was good ground that day, and she looked quite a sparely made filly by Intense Focus. I'm not sure whether she's got much scope to handle really heavy ground this afternoon. So I do think she's probably worth opposing here in some way, shape or form. We'd obviously have to respect Nidham, coming from the stable that won a nice race similar to this the other day. The horse called Vote Often. So I think we've definitely got to keep on the right side of Nidham, certainly worth keeping an eye on the market. But the one I really like here, now this is one of my best bets on the card today, is also called Vespizer, trained by Mickey Halford, filly by Asamoah. She's run two really eye-catching races at Roscommon and, the other day at the Curragh, when she was doing some really good work late on in quite a decent maiden. They did finish in a bit of a heap that day, but I do think the form's all right, you know, that winner dance with another come out of a good maiden the time before. So I think we should stick with Mickey Halford's filly here. She looks as though she stays really well. I think this ground will suit as well today because she looks as though she's all about stamina. And we can back her each way at 6-1 this morning. So best pays her each way. Looks a really strong bet in that 3:45.
OK, then. The next contest that we'll look at is the 4:15. It's a handicap over a mile. And this looks probably the most open race on the card, Andy. We've got Snakes and Ladders in as a reasonably short price favourite. Does he justify being there?
I think so, yeah. I think the market's probably got him around about right. Whether he's going to be good enough to win is obviously the next topic of debate. He'd won early on in the season at Nace in pretty gritty fashion, getting the better of a wild finish by a very narrow margin. He's got beaten on his last two starts, but he certainly comes out of it with a great deal of credit, particularly last time out at Listowel in a strongly run race won by Janice Dingle. It was a race that Hal Showers strongly fancied into duplicate the win he'd achieved a couple of days early, so I think that form's really solid. And the step back up to a mile I think will suit as well, because he didn't quite have enough toe to get into that race at Listowel until very late. Draw here wouldn't really inconvenience him, I wouldn't have thought, because I think they'll come down the middle of the track by the time they run the 4:15, so a middle to wide draw I think is probably the place to be rather than around the inside. I think I wouldn't put you off Snakes and Ladders, but there's a really intriguing runner in this race. I think he's been waiting for the ground, or she has, beg your pardon. Her two wins last season both came on a heavy surface, and that's Harley's Harley. Now, she's only had one run so far this season. Whether Arthur Moore's had problems with her, I'm not so sure, or whether he's just specifically campaigned her for an autumn couple of targets, because she did come to hand towards the back end of last season. That certainly looked the case anyway on its seasonal reappearance. That was on the 29th of September at the Curragh, a very strongly run race won by Campanology. A whole host of horses have run well out of that race subsequently. And I noticed this horse doing some really good late work at the end after getting not the best of runs around about the three to four furlong marker, but did come home and hit the line quite strongly. Only got beat 7 lengths. That was a much better race than this. Now she gets a chance to run on her favourite heavy ground, and I think she's actually got a good draw here. That draw would normally put you off stall 18 here at Navan, but as I said, I think you need to be coming round the outside and coming down the middle of the track in the home straight. That's where most of the jockeys will migrate. And round about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning, I do think Harley's Harley is worth more than a look in that competitive 4:15.
OK, then. The 4:50 is the penultimate race on the card. Some nice enough types in here, Andy, but some of them just struggling for a bit of recent form. Susie's Cot battled well to win at Cork last week and brings the only recent winning form to the table.
Yeah, she's a nice filly, very tough. She's by Verglas and, as the sire indicates, all her best forms on a soft or heavy surface. Her two best races recently have come when the ground's been very much testing. And that we're at Listowel at the Festival behind Romantic Stride, and last time out when she got the better of Morga in a driving finish. And this is the race that highlighted the skills of Tom Madden, or Sox Madden, as I've already pointed out in an earlier piece in that apprentice handicap. He's definitely a lad going places, Tom Madden. Very polished, sits well in the saddle, as you'd expect from a lad who's obviously been riding for a majority of his life. But he's definitely worth a good £10 claim, and that's going to come in handy here, as this horse obviously picked up a penalty for winning the other day. She's up in trip here, this four-year-old, and whether she gets a mile and a quarter is the only slight question mark. But I certainly think she'll go well, because I think the lad on board's a very talented boy. But there is one in this race that I'm prepared to take a chance with, and I'll say take a chance because I don't know whether she'll handle the ground, but there's no question for me that the big eye-catching run, or one of them in the last week or so, was by a horse called Miss Ectarina in that race. It was won by Ancient Sands on the 15th of October at the Curragh. Now, Ancient Sands obviously boosted the form with a win at Nace on Sunday, and the speed figure of the day was the fastest furlong per furlong time on the card. So I was making notes of all the horses that ran in that race with a view to backing them towards the back end of the season, because I do think the form's quite good. And this Miss Ectarina was given a much more circumspect ride than the one she received the time before, when she was very positively ridden at Roscommon, but she didn't get home. So they decided to drop her out the back door at the Curragh. Unfortunately, Kevin Mannon rather over-egged it a bit, and he left his filly with too much to do. But she did finish the race very strongly. She actually went through the line on the bridle once Kevin Mannon realised he couldn't win. And she did a really good sectional time as well from the top of the hill. She was actually last of the 22-runner strong field with about four furlongs to run. So to finish eighth was a very good effort. Now, I definitely think she's the best handicapped horse in this race. I think she's a filly that's going to be making hay throughout the Dundalk period when she goes on the synthetic surface, because I do think she's very well handicapped. But it's just a bit of a risk we take whether she handles a heavy ground today. If she does, then I think she's entitled to go very close.
OK then, the final race that we'll look at is the 5.25. It is a handicap of a mile and five furlongs. Quite a nice race this, certainly one of the more interesting ones on the card. What takes your eye here?
I'll probably go with Zipwire here. It was a bit of a toss of the coin for me this morning, because my loyalty of allegiance was almost attached to Quick Jack, having tipped this horse to win at Lestal last time out. And obviously finished second to Rich Coast from the Johnny Murta stable, who advertised that form with a good win in a listed race down in Cork on Saturday. And the speed figure of that Lestal race was very, very good. So it wasn't a great surprise to see Quick Jack win a couple of days afterwards, and obviously be very popular here. My only slight question mark over Quick Jack is the trip, 1.5 miles. Now, I wouldn't think it'd be a problem with on decent ground, but 1.5 miles on heavy ground is going to be a little bit of a into the unknown for Tony Martin's charge. I know he did win at Newmarket over 1.4 miles, but he was right all out to win on that occasion, and he only just got home at Listowel the other day over 2 miles in a much weaker race than this. So he does come with his slight, and bits of negativity attached to him. So I'll stick with Zipwire, who's run a couple of good races on soft ground this season, most notably last time out when he was trying to give weight away to that really improving three-year-old called Stony Grey, who almost won again on Saturday if it wasn't for Ancient Sands being in the race. And I just thought that Johnny Murta riding on that occasion got this horse too far back in the field. He's had to make up a lot of ground in the latter stages, and unfortunately Stony Grey is not the horse that you want to be giving a 10-length head start to, because he'll always grind it out better in the latter stages. He's up in trip. I don't see that being a problem. In fact, I think it'll help this horse, because I think a mile and a half is more in keeping with his profile. So I'll probably go Zipwire each way in the final race.
OK, then, Zipwire under Johnny Murta, the pick there in the 5.25. Good stuff, Andy. If you could just sum up your picks on the Navan card on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, nap of the day. First race is Lady Ultra. Certainly don't get how that horse is in odds against it. I thought that horse should be favoured in the first race. Second race, I'll probably be against Bush Pilot and go with the second favourite, Golden Amber. The two promising apprentices in that boys' race are Damien Melia and Tom Madden, and they ride Jumbo Steps and City of Culture, respectively, so let's go with those two. Shame we've lost the runner in the 3.10, because Vector Force would be a fantastic each-way bet against the favourite in that maiden. 3.45, I'm against the short-price favourite, Intense Light, taking it on with the very eye-catching run of Vespasia last time at the Curragh. 4.15 looks a bit of a headache, but Harley's Harley drawn, I think, quite favourably in Trap 18. Hopefully we'll run a promising race there. 4.50, Miss Ectarina, even if she doesn't win today because of the ground, she will be winning sooner rather than later, particularly when she goes to Dundalk. And in the final race, let's stick with Zipwire. I think that form behind Stony Grey is arguably the pick in the last race.
OK then. Thank you very much, Andy. Thanks for your time. Good luck with those picks, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Will do. Cheers, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.